this is Julie Dolan.
This is Liz Dolan.
This is Sheila Dolan.
This is Monica Dolan.
This is Leanne Dolan.
You are listening to the Satellite Sisters.
The Satellite Sisters.
To the Satellite Sisters podcast.
Not every conversation will change your life, but any conversation.
Any conversation.
Can.
But any
can.
Conversation can.
I'm not gonna write you a love song.
We are the Satellite Sisters. It is great to be with you today. It is Monday, June 9th. Aren't weekends during the summer nice?
Oh, they're so relaxing.
Nice. I'm here in Beverly Hills at the Paley Center for Media with my sister Sheila.
Every day's relaxing on the cozy couch.
I'm just laughing because summer hasn't really arrived here.
It doesn't kick in Oregon until after the 4th of July,
after the 4th of July. We have the delayed summer opening. I still enjoyed the weekend, though, Liz.
Okay. All right. Come to enter. All right. What a show we have today. It is full of many, many interesting and exciting things. Lab rats are here with a report. What did the rats look into this week?
Well, Liz, this is something that I think would be important to you because we looked at stain removers, Liz.
Oh.
And as a woman who's just got a lot going on, I mean, your mind
done
works so
well.
Done
a lot of stains.
I do have a lot of stains.
But sometimes your hand doesn't work that well. It usually involves morning coffee.
Yes.
And we looked at three very prominent stain removers, right, Monica?
Prominent stain removers. What does that mean?
Oh, we tested. We tested in some very unusual ways. Our methodology was interesting this week. Stain removers coming up on lab rats.
Okay, leading brands of stain removers. Plus, I understand that Sheila, you have a big, big announcement.
Oh,
you're
I got a
make
huge
later
announcement.
On in the show.
Oh, I got a big announcement, and I am so excited to tell you all about it. It's a special project that I have created just for me, but it also involves you. It involves the sisters. It involves you listening. It's a very, very special summer project for Sheila.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know, some people go on diets. Some people try to quit smoking.
You're
I'm
going
to try
else.
To do something else this summer, Liz, and I think it's going to be pretty fun.
All right. Wow. So you're getting up off the cozy couch. How is life on the cozy couch lately?
You know, Liz, I have not been spending as much time on the cozy couch because I have been cleaning up what it can only be called as a creeping green lint that is emanating from the cozy couch itself. Let me go back a little bit. A few months ago, I washed the cozy couch coverlets. And, you know, I mean, let's take it back even further.
Are those removable?
Well, the cozy couch was dying, remember?
Yes.
So I bought some faux memory foam, and I cut it to size, which is what? The couch is what, about 4 feet by 2 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't you get a new couch at this point?
No, I cannot. I love the couch. It is the only couch that fits
in the cozy cottage, yeah.
Right. So I washed. What I decided to do.
But IKEA does make more of them if you needed another.
Right. But I did some layering. So I covered the foam with a green chenille that I picked up at Bed Bath & Beyond real cheap. I just wanted to wrap it in something. And then I took the high quality chenille that Julie gave me when I moved into the cozy cottage, the Pottery Barn sort of New England yellow chenille. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's one of my major items in my apartment.
Harvest color.
Yes. That goes on the outer layer. So that's what I rest on. And so I did. I washed both of them. And I noticed, you know, sometimes when you have something that produces a lot of lint, you open the dryer lint catch and you see some lint. I didn't just see some lint. I saw just a thick, like a 3-inch green lint, you know, coming from that blanket.
Uh-huh. Like the moss that's growing on my neighbor's roof.
Right.
Yeah.
But I thought,
the
you know, once,
green layer.
Right. Once it goes into the lint basket, you know, it's done with lint, right, Liz? So I put it back on the couch.
Yeah.
Layered, slowly.
It's not necessarily done.
Well,
I wouldn't make that assumption.
Well, believe me, the creep started the very next day. I started getting green lint just creeping out from the couch, which moved under the...
And onto your clothes?
No. Well, first it covered the floor. It just went into my, computer area, into the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Then I would go around the corner to the nook, the bedroom nook. I'd see green lint under my bed. I mean, in the bathroom. The green lint... I went so far as to... It actually creeped up my new high-fashion purse. There is green. Do you see that green?
I do kind of.
I
yes.
used one of our prominent.
That's a high fashion purse.
I used one of our prominent stain removers to green was embedded in this purse. I mean, it was insane.
Well, you live in a small space. If you have an issue, it is going to get over all over everything.
So I'm left to...
So did you borrow your landlord's leaf blower?
Oh, yeah. I borrowed the leaf blower that he used when my refrigerator broke. Yeah, I borrowed that. No, I don't like to get, you know, throw things out, but I had to... First, I had to air out the green blanket. I aired it out in the grotto to try to... I mean, believe me, the lint was just scattering to the winds. I mean, this thing just...
That's what happens with cheap chenille.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, so...
Is it the first time you had washed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
You
I mean,
need to give it away.
I know. So that's anybody who would like a super thin.
Maybe Leon's dog, Mia.
Well, you know, again, if I bring it into any home, they're going to get the green creep. I don't want to.
Just leave it in the alley where people often shop for things that they need.
All right, Liz. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's really the story. And again, I need another layer. I need a fresh layer to put under there. Okay. No more.
Summer chenille. Next week, maybe we'll hear about summer chenille.
Maybe, Liz.
All right. I have a situation at home which has kind of baffled me. I think my dog, Ferris, has gone on some kind of hunger strike.
Really, Liz?
All of a sudden, about a month ago, you know, Ferris is a Wheaton-esque terrier, is what I call him.
He's a touch of Wheaton.
It's a touch of Wheaton and a touch of who knows what else. He was a rescue. I have never met his parents. I don't know what his...
I thought you just said we were going to say he was arrested.
No, so I adopted him. Do you know it's coming up on 4 years?
Liz, congratulations.
That Ferris has been in my life 4 years. So I adopted him summer 4 years ago. And I, from the very first day, started feeding him the super high quality, like slightly expensive dog food that you can't buy in the grocery store, that you can only buy in the real pet food store, you know, the all natural, blah, blah, blah. Because that's, I wanted to be a good dog owner, right? And I wanted to give him the best possible dog food. They told me that was the most nutritious, that that was the safest. And that was even before the dog food scare.
Right.
This was dry or wet?
Combo, Monica.
Oh.
The brand is called.
How can you stand the wet?
Well, you never gave your dog wet?
No.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Anyway, so, but he appeared to be enjoying it for a while, you know, but I've always told you that Ferris is not food motivated, right? Haven't I said that many times, that he could take or leave
his
food?
Right, he really is. I mean, he's very laissez-faire about the food situation.
Yeah, but I thought that was his personality. No, here's what I have discovered. Over the last month, he just stopped eating it altogether. He just would, like, stare at it and walk away. Like, in the morning, I'd put it out, and then I'd kind of, like, chop it up again midday to make it look more appealing. And he just kind of stopped eating it. And I thought maybe he was sick, but he didn't look sick. He was still his perky self. And then by late in the evening, he would get desperate enough to eat it. But he was eating less and less and less every day. And it was, you know, bothering me, but I wasn't doing anything about it, of course. I just assumed, well, sooner or later, his appetite will come back. Well, last week when I was in New York, I was away. We were all at the Gracies, and he was staying with his dog care provider.
Yes.
The man who runs the fine organization called Dog Duty. Mm-hmm. So he was staying at the home of the CEO of Dog Duty. And when I got home, Mark said to me, you know, Ferris wasn't eating his food for like 2 days. So he, of course, uses the high quality food that I provide him with. He said, so I just went to Vons and got him a can of Mighty Dog, and he scarfed it up.
Are you kidding me?
And I'm like, that's what I said.
His days of a foodie are over.
I was like, are you kidding me? And Mark said, no, he seemed to love it. Just like the junk food.
Mm.
He loved it.
It's like Burger King for people. You just need a burger sometimes.
Yeah. It's like beefaroni for dogs.
Right. So, yes, exactly. So I had him back in my custody for a couple of days, was trying to force the premium dog food on him again. And again, he's turning up his nose at the premium dog food. So I went to the Pavilions right in our neighborhood, got myself like a couple of test cans of Mighty Dog. He is not picky about his food. He dives on that food
now.
The moment I put it out in the morning.
That's great. Now, is it safe? Is that dog food safe?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is my dilemma. If you are a dog owner wrestling with what to feed your dog, I would appreciate some advice on this. My dog has decided, maybe he just, like, here's the part that makes me sad. Is it possible that for 4 years he's been hating what I was feeding him?
Oh, Liz,
and he just couldn't stand it anymore?
Don't go there as a parent. You know, I have a 25-year-old. If I review every year where I did something wrong, I would kill myself. So just, you know, just move on from that. As a parent, you just need to move on.
Yeah, so if you have a child, or in my case, a dog, who just wants to eat junk food, do you just go with that for a while. That's what I'm doing. That's the hunger strike is apparently over. We have the mighty dog. He's eating it up. So far, so good.
Very good, Liz. I'm glad he's eating. And he wasn't just protesting some change in the home that you had implemented.
I don't know.
Implemented.
Here's the problem with dogs. They can't tell you. They don't tell you what they're really thinking.
I was worried that maybe someone was giving him steak and chicken and real food.
Oh.
And he was getting spoiled.
Oh, would
so
that
that's
do
why
that?
He did, yeah, that's why they don't want to eat the dog food.
Oh, do you have, other providers
food.
In the home?
No.
Oh, all right, well. I think he just changed his taste buds.
Okay, all right.
I think he saw the light, and it was in a can of Mighty Dog. Or Alpo.
I guess it's like
obvious we don't know that much about animals.
It's like, I guess the first time you have a Big Mac, it just tastes delicious, right? You just don't think about the nutritional value of it. It tastes delicious.
I'm just happy Ferris is eating.
I know how much you care, Sheila.
No, I do. I mean, I care for Ferris in a, you know, Monica,
in
speaking of animals,
kind of
how's Kitty?
No, Kitty's great. You know, I just have to say I bought that Le Bistro, the electronic kitty cat food feeder thing that looks like a Cuisinart, the very expensive machine that you set it on a timer, it spits out the food.
Blogged about it on Sister Spot, Monica.
She loves it. She survived very well the whole week we were in New York. I gave her a couple of water bowls. I just set that timer to feed her in the morning and the evening. She loved it.
Right. That is great. I'm happy to hear that. I mean,
Sheila's so happy about all of our pet news. That's
well,
just embracing the animal kingdom, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm changing my changing over, Liz.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life. Aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going.
Oh.
Like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo,
you can
literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, yeah. I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. no antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
We're the Satellite Sisters. Anytime you want to reach us, just go to satellitesisters.com. Coming up next, I have a few thoughts about a few business stories I saw that really surprised me. And then later on, the lab rats are reporting on stain removers. So stay with us.
You're listening to Satellite Sisters to Go, brought to you by VTech.
Liz and Sheila.
Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say. Say what you need to say.
We are the Satellite Sisters. I am Liz Dolan, and I am here with my sisters, Sheila Dolan and Monica Dolan. So much fun to be here with you today. Right, you guys, I saw a couple of business stories that caught my eye. And, you know, occasionally I like to share my thoughts from the desk of Liz Dolan. And here's one, Monica. When I saw it, I actually thought of you, because I suspect, even though you and I had very different kinds of business careers, that we have the same fondness for a certain brand that may have played a role in how we did our jobs. You know how lately, the last couple of years, the old-fashioned Kinko's have been called FedEx Kinko's?
Don't like that, Liz. It's confusing to me.
Confusing. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And when you go and use their computers, when your computer is out, everything is the FedEx homepage. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Kinko's should come first. That's, I mean, first in my heart and my mind, it's a Kinko's, okay. Not a FedEx.
I know where you're going with that, Monica. Mm-hmm. That's why I was so disappointed to see that this week they announced. I mean, the reason it was called FedEx Kinko's is because FedEx bought Kinko's. So this week they announced that they're getting rid of the Kinko's name altogether.
Ooh, and these that's places, wrong.
That hurts.
It's just wrong. These places are going to be called FedEx Office. Well, who wants to go there?
No.
I don't want to go there. I think of Kinko's as the place, if you've been working like on the road over the last 10, 15, 20 years, Kinko's is the sanctuary you find in any city USA where you can fix whatever problem you've created by doing something awful to your computer or forgetting to print out the handouts for the meeting or screwing up the disk, blah, blah, blah. Monica, haven't you like dozens of times in your life sought out a Kinko's somewhere in America?
Not just dozens, Liz. My last job, I traveled all the time. I was on the road because I worked in the clinical studies department. That's where I spent most of my evenings,
yeah,
at Kinko's, because I used to have to do all my paperwork for the day after hours, and I needed to Xerox a lot of things. I mean, I knew where Kinko's was in every city that I worked in. I mean, the one in Ann Arbor, it had like a fast food place attached to it.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
The one in Boulder was next to like six different coffee shops.
You're serious, Monica.
Oh, Denver Cherry Creek. You can find me there most weeks at the Denver Cherry Creek Kinko's. And it's just not the same.
No,
I'm not
sometimes
going to
you just need
FedEx
a pair of scissors,
thing.
You know what I mean? They always have scissors.
Oh, and yeah,
the cutting boards. Yeah,
they have cutting boards, they have paper clips, which you could just scam on those. They have post-it notes if you need them. But I mean, I think my old company that I work for, we gave a lot of business to Kinko's.
Yeah.
Because that was how I was able to do my work at night.
I know. And I think for a lot of people, it's always been that way. And so these
it's the blue and the white and
I know,
it's just
it
so
was
welcoming.
Yes, it was. Whenever
you sort
you
of
Kinko's,
know the protocol when right. you go into Kinko's, and if you go to one enough in a strange city, they know you, which is odd, but they do know you. You know, you get the little cartridge and you plug it into the copier.
I know. Mm. I've done that. And I'm sure FedEx Office is going to have all of the same services presented also in an excellent fashion. I mean, FedEx is also a very fine brand, but I just don't think of it as the sanctuary, as the refuge, as the solutions provider that for me, the name Kinko always conjured up those images. Like, aha, I can get my work done here. And obviously, you
sorry
agree.
About that, sad. Sisters.
Yeah.
I depend on Leon to do all my stapling and copying. You know, that's just me, so I don't have to worry.
Hey, you know, as long as we're talking about free paper clips, I did want to give you one brief update. You know how I blogged about 10 days ago that my front-loading washing machine stopped in the middle of a spin cycle?
Is the laundry still in there, Liz?
I managed to get the laundry out, Monica, by throwing the circuit breaker on the machine or on the whole laundry zone in my apartment.
Whoa.
Then slowly.
Monica,
Sheila,
I don't even want to ask.
Then slowly draining all the water out of the front loading machine.
Oh, that's the part I don't want to ask. Uh-huh. Where did you put that water, yeah, Liz?
Into the garbage can, which then I would go dump in the kitchen sink and come back, fill another garbage can. That was like five steps back and forth. Then you have all of the wet laundry is still in the washing machine, right? So I took that downstairs and there's a washer dryer in the basement of my building for everyone else, so I used that. Anyway, so that all, the laundry problem was solved, but the washing machine still was not working. So finally this week, because I've got the extended warranty, they came in to fix it. And, you know, you want to get all, like, huffy, like, this is only a two-year-old washing machine. How? The problem was a paperclip.
Are you kidding me?
A paperclip had gotten jammed, like I had had it in the pocket of my jeans or something.
That's like when you flush something wrong down the toilet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably like a free paper clip that I got from Kinko's. Well, that's why it reminded me of that. Okay, moving on to another business story that I enjoyed. You know, I think when you invent something and you devote your life to bringing new things to the world, whether it's inventing FedEx, inventing Kinko's, or anything else, you deserve to take that creation with you to your grave. I just believe that people should be proud of the work they do. But no one was prouder of the work he did than Procter & Gamble designer Dr. Frederick J. Bauer. He passed away earlier this month, and when it came time to bury him, he had told his family that he would like to be cremated and put into the favorite thing he had ever designed. And then buried that way. The favorite thing he had ever designed was the Pringles can.
Oh, God bless him. I love Pringles.
Sheila was addicted to those.
I was hooked on those. That
from
can,
the early days.
I was an early Pringle girl. I mean, I just can munch a whole can in about 10 seconds. Right, Monica?
So he's buried inside?
Oh, that is great.
Yes, they put his
sour
ashes.
Sour cream and onion or plain?
But apparently his ashes were too big for just one Pringles can. So there's a Pringles can and a backup regular urn containing the rest of his ashes in where he was buried.
Oh, and those snack packs they just came out with.
Yeah, the little minis.
Oh, the minis.
The ones that fit right in your car cup holder. Sheila, have you experienced
those?
Yes,
I have, Monica.
I'm sure you
have. I just love Pringles. Okay.
So I was just thinking, is there anything, if you were going to put your ashes into some kind of container at the end of your life?
Oh, boy.
Hellman's mayonnaise.
Monica's Hellman's, yeah. I don't
know. You know how much I love it.
Really? I was thinking a can of Diet Coke would be nice.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
Really? If there was the biggest bottle of eye makeup remover in the world, I would be in that. I cannot have enough eye makeup remover. I mean, my mascara is still on from a week ago. I don't know what it is about my eyes. Yeah, I think eye makeup remover.
Hey, it's Liz and Leon here, and we want to thank Prose for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. Mm-hmm. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from Prose is getting rave reviews.
Leon, I am not surprised. You have been on that Prose hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, Prose is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do. from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Lee and Dolan? Yes, I do. I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, pros, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Lian's, okay? And I'm using it. Pros isn't just better for you. It's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, pros, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Lian and then post it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E, pros.com/sisters. Thanks, pros. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Lian, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Lian, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you are going to be happy, okay? Yeah. That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Okay.
Horrible. Okay.
All right. Pringles can, Diet Coke, Hellman's, eye makeup remover. Oh, okay. Well, that brings me to my next story, Sheila, which is about beauty products. Because I read this and I thought, there's no way people really feel this way. But I don't know. Now that I remember you are out there in the world, maybe people do. This is Allure Magazine did an online survey of more than 1,000 of their readers. So I guess it's kind of a self-selected group, right? If you're reading Allure Magazine,
you care about cosmetics.
Yes, it's all about beauty products. So they conducted this survey online in April, and 75% of the respondents said that they would give up other indulgences before they would stop buying their favorite beauty products. That 84% of those surveyed said that they felt was that beauty was, quote, a necessity in life.
Well, I mean, found my foundation. I've talked about it before, the Bobbi Brown, the Luminous Foundation. I would be so depressed if I could not get my hands on some.
Really?
I depend on it. I do depend on it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not afraid to admit that. but I have very few vices, you know, so I indulge in the cosmetic industry. I do.
You know, that's true. That's a good way to think about it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't.
And it's not a vice to want to look better. It's just when you start making the trade-offs. So later on in the survey, they asked, Would you eliminate other things? What other things would you eliminate from your life in order to be able to afford the beauty products that you want? And 79% of the respondents said that they would eliminate their afternoon Starbucks runs in order to be able to afford their favorite beauty products. In addition, 56% said they would alter their vacation plans to free up funds for their beauty needs.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that is
crazy
not
me.
Yeah.
But the concealer versus coffee. Where are you on that,
well,
Sheila?
Well, my morning coffee is right up there with the Bobby Brown. I mean, they are neck and neck. The afternoon coffee I can give up, Liz. I don't really go on expensive vacations, so I feel like I do have hard-earned money that I set aside every year for cosmetics.
Concealers.
For foundation.
Yes, I do. Yeah. That is my thing. Yeah.
All right. How about you, Monica? If you had a choice between your favorite beauty product and like an afternoon cup of coffee or some other special thing.
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, how about the morning coffee? Yeah, there's no way I would give it up for cosmetics. I don't care that much about makeup, as you can tell.
No, you don't care about makeup, but you do buy different kinds of makeup each year, Monica. I noticed in New York, you had some new foundations that we played around with, didn't we?
No, you seemed interested in taking home one
you
of those.
You were playing around with foundations? When did that happen?
New foundation.
Seems very sisterly. Oh, that was when you were sharing the hotel
room?
We
had a very nice time sharing a room, people. And I know people are surprised to hear that, but didn't we, Monica?
Yeah, we had a line going down the middle of the room, and all of Sheila's stuff was on one end.
Yes, we were very organized.
Mine was on the other end. And Sheila, didn't I clear out the closet for you?
You did a nice job. And we had a spa area, a separate chair, where we could indulge in trying on makeup. It was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I would be much more likely to stick with the afternoon coffee than to upgrade my cosmetics. I mean, I kind of go once a year. I'm also loyal to Bobby Brown. I go once a year, buy everything I need, and hope that I don't have to go back to a cosmetics counter again. That's my makeup MO. However, I gotta say, speaking of beauty fun in New York City, when the makeup artist that made us up for the Gracies, she had a color lipstick that I really, really, really liked. It was Laura Mercier Purple Haze, which sounds like it might be purple, but it wasn't purple,
No.
It was sort of a nice pink. So I got back to Los Angeles last Friday, picked up my car at LAX, driving home. I didn't even go all the way home. I stopped at a Sephora store.
Oh, you were hooked.
On my way home.
Liz.
Oh,
wow,
yeah,
that's
a
hardcore.
Girl after my own
and
heart.
And I bought two Laura Mercier Purple Haze.
Yeah.
Because I'm constantly losing my lipstick. So now I've got two. So now I'm good to go. I hope the rest of the year, it's just going to be me and Purple Haze.
I'm proud of you, Liz.
So
that's great.
I don't really.
You know what? Treat yourself to a coffee anyway. What the heck?
Anyway, if you have any thoughts on this, you know, what would you like to be buried in? We would like to know.
Oh, that's not morbid. No.
What beauty products can you not live without? Your Satellite Sisters want to know. And while you're at SatelliteSisters.com, don't forget to enter our sweepstakes. It's all there at SatelliteSisters.com. We are going to be back with the Lab Rats report on stain removers.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go. And Liz, you have a big stack of books there.
Well, Leon, you've assigned us all this work for June and July. We have guests coming in. We have fascinating people to talk to. It's very, very exciting here at Satellite Sisters
HQ. I thought
HQ.
It was the summer. I thought we were supposed to relax, Leon.
No. Not here at Satellite Sisters. June and July are literally going to be jam-packed.
I know.
With good guests, good fun, great contests, new creative adventures. Just wait. So let me give you a preview coming up in the next couple weeks. We have Dr. Michael Roizen joining us on Satellite Sisters. You, the owner's manual. You know Dr. Roizen from Good Morning America and his radio show and Oprah. He has a fantastic new version.
I love him. They're so funny.
I know. And they make medical issues so fun. Okay, so we're working on our body, and then we're working on general wellness, Liz. Quantum wellness.
Quantum. It's more than general. I don't know what this means, quantum wellness. This is Kathy Freston's new book, A Practical and spiritual guide to health and happiness. All right. I'm up for happiness.
She's joining us in the studio for basically a full hour, as people say, on an actual show. Now they say joining us for a full hour?
Yeah.
The whole hour? We're going to have her for the whole 47 minutes.
That's what Larry King says.
Okay. Kathy Preston coming into the Satellite Sisters studio. Also, in June, we have a great new book club pick called Girls Like Us by Sheila Weller.
I am so enjoying reading this book. Okay, the subtitle of the book, Girls Like Us, is Carol King, Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon, and The Journey of a Generation.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm loving reading this book because the journey of the generation part is really kind of key, sort of the birth of feminism, the change in the way women, not just in the music business, but women all over the United States started leading their lives. Plus, excellent dirt on Carol King, Joni Mitchell, and Carly Simon.
Fantastic.
Like stuff you never knew. Did you know that Carol King was like a full-time professional songwriter by the time she was 16 years old?
Well, that's depressing.
That's a super talent, Leanne. I can't wait for Sheila Weller to come in.
All right, that's our Satellite Sisters book club for June. Find out more information on the website. And then, right after that, first week of July, the Best Beach Bag Book Series is back. We're going to be interviewing three or four novelists for some fantastic books. One is Jancy Dunn, who we've had on the show before. She has a new novel out. We're going to interview Jules Asner on the show.
She's the one that used to be an entertainment reporter?
She was an entertainment reporter. Uh-huh. She's married to the film director Steven Soderbergh.
Oh, really?
And she has a fantastic new novel out called Whacked, which is really a little whacked.
Whacked is a good title.
Yeah, and it's, Sheila, it made me think of you. It's all about dating in Los Angeles.
Well, that is a very important topic to me, Leanne, as you know.
And that is whacked.
And so that's going to be the first week in July. We'll be putting lots of information up. We also, don't forget, Dr. P.M. Forney is back, our civility envoy. He has a new book out, which I think fans of Satellite Sisters should run out and pick up. Because you'll recognize a lot of the situations he deals with in the civility solution from our own Satellite Sisters Civility Challenge.
Yeah, it's just very simple. What to do when people are rude. Everybody needs to know. You've been in the situations. You just don't know what to do about the situation.
So,
Dr. P.M. Forney.
Our old friend Dr. P.M. Forney will be back. We also just want to remind you, not too late to enter the VTech Satellite Sisters Getaway Weekend Contest to go see Jack Johnson. We're going to be giving away beach bags full of Oregon chai and books. So much going on.
We
are so busy. Sheila has an exciting new creative project.
You're going to be about me.
Hearing all about. So the place to be is Satellite Sisters. The place to go for information, satellitesisters.com.
Rats walk on the feet.
We are the Satellite Sisters, and it's time right now, everybody, for Lab Rats. That's right. Sheila in L.A., Monica in Portland, Oregon. You know Lab Rats. It's that special time of the show when Monica and I go out and road test consumer products for you and report back on our findings. Right, Monica?
That's right. And Sheila, this week the Lab Rats tested a product I never knew I needed. Stain removers.
Oh, Monica, well, welcome to my world.
I know. Well, Sheila, you called me and you said you had incurred some stains. During our trip.
That's a nice way to put it.
Sustained some stains, I guess.
I stained some stains. That's what I did. Yep.
During our trip to New York, and you wanted to test something in the general laundry category. So that's why we settled on stain removers. So the Lab Rats tested three brands of laundry stain removers, the OxiClean laundry stain remover, something called Zout, that Sheila introduced me to.
Z-O-U-T, Zout.
Zout. Zout it out, Liz. And lastly, Tide to Go. Now, this is an instant stain remover. Very interesting product.
Okay, let's get started, Monica. Methodology and what I'm looking for. Oh, boy, I need help. I absolutely do, because I cannot stand stains. I have tried Shout, I've tried Out, and now I've tried Zout. I have not been able to find one that works. And, you know, I've admitted a lot on this show, and I'm about to admit something, you know, I might regret, but I had a specific stain that I needed work on. And basically, I did. I incurred a stain on my way back from New York. I just want to say, you know, it happened in the car, and it was three things.
It a coffee spill?
No, it wasn't. It was, it was a long flight. There were a lot of beverage services, and I was in the window seat. That's all I'm going to say. There was a speed bump on the way out from the parking structure, and there was something that happened.
You wet your pants?
Just a little, though. Just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. All right.
You need to zout that out.
And I was upset. Of course, you know, you can this involves clothes and a car seat, Monica. So I got home. It was pitch black. I ran to Vons, and I got some products, Monica. And I'm going to report on those findings.
You're kidding me.
No, Monica.
Well, I don't really care. I don't really care about stains. They've never bothered me. Although I have ruined a lot of articles of clothes. Clothing, which are now in the rag bin because I did not care. Well, something really crazy happened last week, Sheila.
Crazier than wetting my pants?
Well, while you were wetting your pants in the cab. Oh, it wasn't a cab.
It was my own car, which is even more upsetting. I wouldn't mind if it was a public cab. Whatever. You know?
This is what happened. I rarely snack in bed, but I got very, very hungry. So I went into my kitchen. It was dark. And I have this little bag in there, and it's a mixture of almonds and dried cranberries. Okay. Do you see where I'm going? So
no.
The next morning, I found a couple of the dried cranberries in bed with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. They were physically stuck to the sheets. And you can imagine all that movement at night. You're just rubbing in the dried cranberries. It was embarrassing.
So they left a mark.
It was like a bright pink cranberry-colored stain. No. It looked like a flesh wound.
Oh.
At first, I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
I thought someone got stabbed.
Did you have your mattress pad down? Just in case?
So I had three sort of very distinct wound marks. Mm. That's all I'm going to call them.
All right, Monica.
I used the Zout on one, the OxyClean on the other, and then I tried to remove the third with the Tide to Go pen. I really enjoyed this test.
All right, Monica.
I took pictures.
Oh, good.
Of course, it did involve a trip to the laundromat, which is not that much fun because my washing machine is busted. But I do it for you, Sheila.
All right.
Trip to the laundromat.
Let's get started on the OxyClean laundry stain remover. You've seen this guy on TV. OxyClean! You know, you get sucked into that ad, Monica. It's a pump bottle. It's seven.
I don't know who you're talking about.
It's that crazy guy who does all the ads, Liz.
Yeah, and
with the beard.
And I fell for it because I believe in oxygenated products. I fell for the oxygenated water. Sometimes I go to an oxygen bar just to, you know,
suck
breathe
it
in. Yeah, just to suck it up.
Wait, you thought there was oxygen in
I thought
remover?
That little green guy on the bottle actually, you know, fuzzed and fizzed and did something oxygenating to the stain. I don't know. I've had this bottle for so long. It's almost empty. I've never gotten rid of any stains with the OxyClean.
Well, how'd it work on your underpants?
No, I didn't use it on my underwear. I used something else, Monica. All right? 2 paws down for the OxyClean.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait to hear what worked on your underpants.
If you've used the entire bottle, what have you been using it on if it never worked?
Well, Liz, I just put it on stains before I launder and just, you know, I just spray a couple pumps just for that added.
She's hoping. It's
emotional factor.
Someday.
It's emotional for me.
You know,
feel like I'm doing something, but
it's
not.
You just want to oxygenate your laundry. Okay.
You know what? The OxyClean spray worked pretty well for me. I put it on. I let it sit for 20 minutes. It was almost as good as the Zout, but there was a trace of cranberry-ness left on the sheets. I'm going to give it one paw up.
All right,
it
Monica.
Worked.
All right,
I liked
okay.
It.
Let's go to Zout, shall we? This is a triple enzyme formula. It's a spray. It also sells for $7.99, but I got mine on sale that night for $5.99.
But prices go down after midnight.
Prices go down when your pants are wet.
I would think when your pants are wet, you don't care what the price is anymore.
Yeah, when I hobbled into Vons, this stuff claims to tackle barbecue sauce, chocolate syrup, baby food, salad dressing, and blood. Wowie kazowdy. This stuff works, Monica. I used it on everything. I used it on my jeans, my underwear, and the car seat. I just sprayed it on. I didn't even have to wait that long. I waited a minute. I, you know, I laundered, I dabbed, I cleaned. Two paws up for this out. I love this stuff.
You know, I have to agree with you, Sheila. For mine came out kind of foamy. I had 100% success. Mm. And I have the photographic evidence to prove it.
Because
I took pictures of my sheets.
100%
success.
I don't have pictures of my underwear.
Thank goodness.
At removing the cranberry offender. I'll just call it that. Love the stuff. It was the best. Two paws up.
Zout, it's in a red bottle. Finally, our product our sister would love.
Who, me?
Our sister Live would love. I don't know what that says, Monica. I think it means Liz. Or should love to get. Tide to go. It's an instant stain remover pen. And it helps.
Liz, I wish I'd known about this stuff
own about 10 of these.
Before your 50th birthday. You do?
Oh,
well,
I love
this.
There's
no evidence
product.
Of that on your clothes.
Well, you don't see the before and after. Only see the before.
Okay, well, this sells for $2.99. It's an on-the-spot remover. You rub it into the stain. It's called Tide to Go. Now, Monica, I don't trust anything you can't rinse out. That's just my philosophy. I don't like to rub something in and leave it. And that's what I needed to do that night, especially with the car seat, because I can't wash a car seat, right, Monica?
That's why this is perfect. Right. That's why the Tide to Go stain remover is perfect.
I didn't feel it worked that well on my stainage. Mm. And I give it only, I like the convenience, I like the cost, but only one paw up.
Oh, all right. I liked what it said on their bottle. It says, helps eliminate many fresh food and drink stains.
That's what I'm all about.
But the thing is, it has to be fresh. You can't wait till it dries, Monica.
Well, I tried it on the cranberry stain.
Oh, you
did? I was skeptical. I like the portability of it, the pen delivery system. You really need to rub it. It did not remove the cranberry stain completely. There was a faint glow of pink left. But once I washed the sheet, it was completely gone.
Oh.
Now, I was kind of worried about, like, residual bleaching if you lose this stuff on a dark surface.
Right.
So I tested it on a couple of other items I have. A pair of black pants. I also dipped, like, a rag in coffee. And it took out most of the coffee stain, and it didn't leave a big, blotchy, bleachy mark. And that's what I was worried about. I thought this stuff was pretty good. I mean, I would carry it, I guess, in my purse if I cared about stains. But
but you
that's
don't.
My basic problem.
Well,
I have
a spray bottle of Zout in my car now. All right, let's recap our findings.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, in case I have another accident. You never know, Monica. If it's happening, it might be happening more. All right, now, let's recap our findings. I love the Zout. Two paws up. Monica also loved it, but she wants to give special kudos to the Tide pen. Correct, Monica?
Right. I think it was a great little product. I was skeptical, but it worked. Next week, Sheila.
Ooh, we got an exciting. Tell the pretty people what we're testing next week.
Well, this is exciting because the suggestion came from a listener in France. Mm. She was in France, and she sent us an email. Ooh la la. Okay, we're going to test celebrity perfumes.
Oh, yes.
I love this. You know, SJ has one.
I know.
Shania has one. Mariah has one. We don't have to buy the perfumes, but we're going to test them.
You could just go sniff the J-Lo.
Yeah. I'm sure there's at least one of those celebrity perfumes that is going to smell great. And we're going to find out.
I can't wait to test that, Monica. That's going to be a lot of fun on the Lab Rats. So.
All right. Nice work, sisters. You know, the thing with the Tide to Go pen, Sheila, is you can just carry it with you all the time. It's a little more convenient than the entire giant gallon bottle of Zout that you have on the table.
Psychologically,
right now.
This helps me, Liz.
All right. Coming up next, Sheila has the big, big announcement you've been looking forward to. This is her breakout summer. You're going to want to hear all about it. So stay with us here at Satellite Sisters.
Crushing the last lone American night. This is radio.
Bruce, Radio Nowhere. Well, this is Radio Somewhere. We are the Satellite Sisters. You can always listen to us at satellitesisters.com. You can get our show at iTunes. Maybe you found us there. But we have some news. Our sister Sheila, it's sort of a breakout summer for you, Sheila. You have your own project that we will be launching now at satellitesisters.com.
Oh, yes, I do, Liz. And I want to thank all the sisters before I announce this for all of their help, especially my executive producer, Leanne Dolan. I do give her big credit for helping me with this. That's right. As I said before, Liz, some people go on diets.
Yeah.
You know, some people quit smoking and, you know, all of their effort and all of their focus is on that for a few months.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am focusing on something very special this summer. It's called Sheila's Summer of Love.
Summer of Love.
And I am going to be doing everything I can to find a man, Liz. And I am going all out at satellitesisters.com. That's right. Sheila's Summer of Love is going to be my effort to search the internet, ask friends, go on dates. I'm going to be doing video, blogging, all sorts of, you know, things that you can watch and participate in my effort to find the man for me.
That is great, Sheila.
I know. I'm very, very excited about it. And so if you go to satellitesisters.com, you will see Sheila's Summer of Love. You can click through to my homepage. You can read all about it and then go right to all the new videos and blogs that are about me, Liz.
Yeah, well, what could be better than that, right? Well, the thing that's so cute about the videos, Monica, you've seen them, right?
Yeah, they're great. Now, you're going to be internet dating?
I am going to be sourcing men on the internet, as they say.
This
is a fresh new me. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
You haven't had a lot of luck with that in the past.
But you know what? I've changed my attitude.
Yeah.
I'm going backwards in time. You remember the Summer of Love, 1967. You remember how free and breezy and open that was? Well, that is my
We were like 4 years old.
I've read about it, though. That's my new attitude, Liz. I am open. I am breezy. I'm looking for love. And I have a good feeling about this. And what I'm doing is putting myself out there for you. And you can participate, too, by watching videos, giving me dating advice. And I'm going to go out there and really, really search for the one this time, Liz. I'm not fooling around.
All right. I admire this. I really do, because it takes a lot to put yourself out there like that. But one added benefit for fans of Sheila is that the videos, many of them were shot in the cozy cottage.
Yeah.
So people will get a view of the cozy couch, the cozy cottage. When you talk about your computer corner, there it is in the video.
Everything with a K. That's right.
Now, and it's all in one camera shot. That's the best thing about filming in your apartment.
Very funny, Monica.
The guy didn't even have to like step back.
There's no panning around.
There's no panning.
Hey, now, the team I'm working with thought my apartment was very cute.
It looks fresh in there.
I freshened it up. Yes, you will be able to see the cozy cottage, and you will be able to see my favorite stores on Montana Ave, everybody, including Drugtown.
Really?
That's right. Man on the street. I am going out there to Montana Avenue to talk to some of my favorite people from my 5 mile radius. Liz, this is exciting.
So you're going to get dating advice from the people at Drugtown?
Oh, yes, Liz. Yes, my very good friend now, Miguel, and I are like this. He is in one of my videos. He's a star now, Liz. I am not only making me a star, I'm making other people stars.
Oh.
And I think that's what this business is all about, Liz. Spreading the love, spreading Sheila's Summer of Love.
That is so exciting. So people just go to satellitesisters.com. They're going to be able to find it there. They'll see your videos. And are you adding a new video every week or so? Is that the way this works?
Yeah, no, they're fresh videos. There's fresh blogging.
Will your dates be videoed? Maybe?
Yes, they will. Not maybe. Oh. They will.
Really?
Oh, yes. No,
oh,
this
that's
is
great. Sheila.
This is going to be the real deal.
It a real date though? If it's being videotaped, don't you worry that could undermine?
Well, you could still find the one,
Liz. You know that I operate in half fantasy, half reality all the time. Anyway,
oh, that's true.
Right.
Yes.
So it's not a big stretch for me.
Yes.
You know, it's a little bit in my head and it's a little bit real. And I'm looking for some fun guys who will be okay with the camera and really try to, you know, meet me on a one-on-one basis.
So did you fill out a new profile online and
yes.
all of that?
Yes. Everything's new and fresh, Liz. Mm-hmm. And I am searching for men who are willing to go on a date with me in different settings, Liz. This is not just any man. This is a man who wants to perhaps go out for a nice dinner with me. at a secluded restaurant.
Ooh, that's unusual as a date.
Well, you know what? In L.A., that is unusual, Liz. Uh-huh. I mean, and we're not just talking coffee here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe there's a man who wants to engage in a physical activity with me, such as swimming or golf or tennis.
Golf?
Yes.
I know. All of a sudden, Sheila's talking about golf
a lot.
Did someone tell you that that's a good way to meet men?
A lot of men golf, Liz. And so, yes, I've gotten that suggestion. I'm also interested in a younger man. I'm interested in what makes them tick. If there are any younger men out there online who'd like to meet me and go on a little date with me, that's I'm up for it, Liz.
All right. It's all called Sheila Summer of Love. All the links are at satellitesisters.com. There's going to be blogging, not on Sister Spot, right? This is on a separate Sheila Summer of Love blog.
That's right.
Separate videos. It's all there, satellitesisters.com.
Sounds fun. I'm excited for you.
Thank you, sisters.
Right. Okay, yeah. Check that out, satellitesisters.com. There were a couple of letters that came in recently. As long as we're talking about blogging and posting and what goes on the website that we wanted to share. I've got one and Monica's got one. Here's one we got from Stephanie. And I enjoyed Stephanie sharing with us because she writes, "Hi, sisters. This is the first time I've contacted you. I've been listening for a while via iTunes, and I just love you all. I guess I would be called a lurker, someone who reads the blogs but doesn't jump in. But here she is. Stephanie, thank you for jumping in. She wanted to tell us a story about her recent techno trauma and how a guest that we talked to on Satellite Sisters helped lift her out of her techno funk. So the deal is, you know, she was really into Dancing with the Stars this season, and she was intrigued by the showmance possibility between Shannon and Derek. She was intrigued, but she didn't really believe it. So because she believed that if E.T. was there when they were on the beach canoodling, doesn't that kind of make you think that maybe some of this is for show? Anyway, she decided to Google this information and during this process somehow got a computer virus.
Ooh.
Well, you can imagine in any of our lives what that would do. While she was clicking around for all of the entries, Google shut down and then she couldn't get anything but like pornographic images on her computer. Ooh. It was really, really bad. She and her husband had to have the entire computer wiped. And she lost a lot of stuff that she'd been saving up over the years because she had never purchased an external hard drive. So it was all there and it was all gone. And she just started to think about all of these things that she had been saving up, old photos. She had old files from completing her master's degree.
Oh.
She couldn't even get her palm to sync anymore. Here's what she writes. Stephanie writes, "I was just adrift." Okay, you know that feeling. And then she's listening to Satellite Sisters' conversation with Pico Iyer. Remember last week we had Pico on? He's written the book about the Dalai Lama. And she said, and Pico said the most marvelous thing. The Dalai Lama tells us that when bad things happen, you can be upset and blame others, or you can look at it as an opportunity. Light bulb. That's what she writes. Light bulb. My techno trauma is an opportunity to let go of a bunch of junk that I was holding on to.
Hmm.
Why do I need my old teaching papers? The degree work is completed. I don't really need that. I taught for 11 years, but I recently quit to be a stay-at-home mom. So I was hanging on to my past life. But after hearing Pico Iyer, I realized now I can fill the computer with new stuff that is important to me now.
Like Dancing with the Stars
like
searches.
More Dancing with the Stars trivia. And I have the opportunity to learn how to use the external hard drive and back up all this new stuff.
Wow, she sounds blissed out there.
She said it gave her the major attitude shift she needed. So she writes, thank you. Well, Stephanie, totally our pleasure. We had a lot of fun talking to Pico Iyer. And if he could bring to you a little bit of the wisdom of the Dalai Lama, then we are satisfied. Monica?
That's fun. You know, Liz, I know last week you talked about buying your new Lands' End bathing suit.
Oh, right.
On air. Well, Grace wrote to us and she said, I enjoyed your show today. And she has an additional thought about the whole Lands' End bathing suit experience. She said, I've been wearing their suits for years and here's what I do. I pour through the catalog, then I go online and order several that I think I will like. And I like this, Grace. When they arrive, I try them on in the privacy of her own bathroom.
Oh.
Okay? With the lighting, you know, you're at home, you're comfortable. She said, whatever works, I keep. the suit, and the rest, I just go to Sears and return them. Because, you know, you can return anything from Lands' End at a Sears.
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know now that they have the Lands' End shops, but I just never think of returning online stuff to a real store. But, okay. All right.
I've done it twice. Well, she does it this way. She says it's easy, private, and I usually get exactly what I'm looking for.
Now,
no
do pressure those, by. Just a question, do the bathing suits come with a sanitary strip?
Yes, they do.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Checking. No, I'm just checking.
Yes, they do, because I've done it that way also.
All right. We love getting your email. You can post your messages to us at Sister Spot. That's our blog at satellitesisters.com. Or if you want it to be more private, something you just want, tell us a story about you. We love to read them. All the sisters read them. It is so much fun for us. Just click on the link that says contact us at satellitesisters.com. Coming up on Wednesday's show, Dr. Michael Roizen is going to be with us.
He's fantastic.
You know, he works with Dr. Oz on You, the Owner's Manual. He's going to answer some of our questions about hormones and all kinds of other things. So don't miss Wednesday's show. All right, sisters, have a good day.
Thanks, you, Liz.
And don't forget, call your satellite sister.